Chase.
It's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks, Decibel Wines.
Thanks indeed, Decibel Wines. It's time for Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Hello, Holly.
Hi, Holly here from Decibel Wines.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
And you have come bearing gifts.
I've got wine for you.
Oh, thank God.
Though from what I hear, the BFM team is all very familiar with Decibel Wine.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to have a few bottles gifted to us by the wonderful Decibel Wines team. And let me say, I haven't seen singing skills like that in a long time.
Decibel Wines, karaoke fuel.
Yeah. It is. It is. Beautiful. Hey, so you think you can't sing? Have you tried Decibel Wines?
That's our next ad.
Yeah. Can confirm it works.
Yay. All right, should I give the rundown? Just the, like,
please
30
do.
Second spiel on who Decibel is again?
Please do.
Okay. Based in Hawke's Bay, so we make, I said 17 wines, and I recently realised 20 different wines. From Hawke's Bay, two of them are from Martinborough, because we love Pinot Noir from Martinborough. But founded by a man called Dan Brennan, who's an American. He was working in rock bands and got to his late 20s, had a sort of quarter-life crisis of, what am I going to do with my life? Fell in love with a New Zealand wine, so moved here sight unseen to learn to make wine and never left. So,
aww.
Yeah, 16 years he's been making Decibel
wine. I mean,
to be
fair, once you're parked up in a vineyard on the Hawke's Bay, you're not really going to run away anytime soon, are you?
I wouldn't want to leave either.
Sounds like a pretty ideal life.
So you got a wife and a few kids and hundreds of wines later and he's still here.
Fantastic.
And that's where Decibel Wines comes from. And so I've been doing a BFM journey of Melbourne for the last, this is our second week.
Which
so
makes me very happy, because when you rocked up with two bottles of red, I said, a woman after my own heart.
Beautiful. You're a red drinker?
I am.
Nice. Okay, this is going to
work. Nearly exclusively.
Good. Okay, we do about 50-50, but Malbec is a variety we've become really well known for.
Yeah.
So last week we brought a fizzy one, but this week I've got two different vintages of the same wine, which is our Junta brand Malbec. So that's our light, fun, easy drinking red.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Did I give it a taste?
I really, really do. I know, sorry, I was like reaching for it before you'd even finish talking.
Cheers.
Yes.
Are we meant to smell it first and stuff?
Look, if we want to do Wine 101, so we've got five ways you can taste, steps to tasting wine.
This is great. Yeah.
Talk me through it.
I warn you, this is going to ruin you for drinking bad wine. Okay, so
we're drinking good wine.
Like, turn off the radio for a few seconds if you want to continue drinking your $8 wine. This means it's $18 minimum after this. So you want to swirl it, because that releases the aroma compounds into the glass, right? So you're swirling, and then that flavor is literally coming up and sitting in the glass.
Yeah.
And then you sniff it, and then that's where you get half of the flavor coming up through your nose. That's where the actual flavor smelling zone is, up in your nose there. Then you sip it, just a little bit, get in your mouth, and you want to hold on to it for a few seconds before you swallow. That's our fourth S, or actually the fifth S. It's the savour.
Mm.
And by holding in your mouth before you swallow, that's where you get the second half of all that flavour. And I did forget the fifth S, which is sight. So you want to look at it and look at its pretty colour.
It is a very pretty wine.
So you got sight, swirl, sniff, sip and savour.
You gotta put that on a t-shirt.
That's if you're being a wine nerd. I mean
why not?
Why not?
Oh god, did I just turn into a 40-year-old mother?
You turned into ChatGPT for writing wine coffee.
It must be good wine, because after doing the full official 5 cents tasting, it's the best wines ever tasted.
There you go.
No, it is.
No, so this wine is designed kind of not to do the five steps. This is like
it's yum though, and it's also easy.
That's exactly right. Mm. This is our unoaked, early release, delicious, bread smashing wine, basically. I was asking Dan, winemaker Dan, about it today, and he said, I was like, why did you come up with this wine? I was like, oh, I was just so jealous of all the Italians. They've got all these like unoaked, delicious, fruity reds they get to smash back, and I wanted a piece of that pie.
Italians have easy drinking wines down to a T.
Exactly. And so Dan has an Italian wife and is an Italian American. Him sort of leaning towards making Italian style things in New Zealand makes
sense. It's like half and half. Like, sometimes wine is meant to be savoured, and sometimes wine is just meant to be drunk. We had our resident Italian walk past the studio nodding.
Oh, we need to give him a glass and see what he reckons.
See if this is how they do it back home. But yeah, that's great. Also, what were you, Holly, as an expert?
Yes.
What are we eating with this wine? Are we eating with this wine?
Anything. Great. This is your, I like burgers with this wine.
Mm,
or,
yum. Oh, yum.
That'd be great. Like, yeah. I'm going to go home and have some of this with some pizza tonight.
Mm. Okay, but yeah, nice.
I sort of think of it as like the ultimate Tuesday night wine. So it's sort of not about pairing it with anything
love
perfect.
That.
It's just.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's like, it's $19 a bottle. It's not going to break the bank to have this. For the wine, lots of like people who have really fancy wine collections will still have these sort of wines around, so they can open them without worrying about them. It's just a delicious
Tuesday night
wine.
That's fantastic. I'm going to borrow that.
Yeah, it's
my
house
Tuesday night wine. I love that. House fruit.
$19 a bottle, that's a bargain.
Yeah, you know what? If you get six of them, it's $99. That's like $16 a bottle.
Oh,
I know.
That's incredible.
DecibelWines.com, baby.
It tastes like top shelf stuff.
It is.
Yeah, no, that's nice. And as we discussed earlier, and obviously it runs different, but as we discussed earlier, the wine did fuel a bit of BFM karaoke last night, but surprisingly few hangovers today.
Love that.
So
we can't make health claims about it, but you're doing it and you're not the winemaker, so
hey, look, I don't even work for Decibel Wine.
What was your karaoke song?
I don't want to talk about it because I'm so embarrassed.
I was Hungry Heart, Bruce Springsteen, that was mine.
Yeah, it was delightful.
Beautiful.
Anyway,
I've actually brought two bottles. So did you want to?
I did.
You can
try
like
the other one.
Dump it a little bit in there if you want.
I mean, or I can dump it down.
You can dump it down your gullet. That's fine. But responsible drinking, everybody. This is what we support. So what you've actually just had is our 2022 Junta Malbec. So that's the one that's in
it's
bottle.
Also, one thing that I really, really like about that is that you get something you don't get from red wine very often, where it actually does taste refreshing.
Yes. Like, sorry, I've covered your wine.
No,
but
oh, please.
Don't worry about it.
Like, it tastes refreshing. It tastes
fruity.
Yeah, it's nice. It's really nice.
Okay.
Oh, that and a pizza.
Yeah, it's a good time.
God, yeah.
I'm going to Brave Pizza after this. So
ooh, I've never been.
It's fun. Anyway,
no, we're not.
No,
we'll talk about that
pizza. I've got opinions. So what we've got now is the same wine, but from this year, so 2025 vintage.
Right.
So that means in March, April this year, we picked these grapes, and it's a really quick turnaround. And you'll see it's in this bottle without a real label on it, and that's because we put it into kegs. And so at our...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we've been kegging for a while, and it's only in the last couple months, really, like this year, that it's picked up and people, like, understand wine on tap. But that's a really great way, if you're drinking around town, to get an affordable and, like, really low-waste wine.
Yeah.
So this one I had sent up to me because we have the keg in our cellar door in Hastings where people could just go in and fill their bottle.
Oh,
and it's,
nice.
Like, a really affordable way to drink locally.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But we have it here in Auckland at Vondel in Devonport. They've got this on by the tap, and just see more of it coming up.
I always have been pretty curious about kegged wine.
Yeah.
I'm by no means a wine connoisseur.
Yeah.
Or anything. Maybe I haven't had the best experiences with kegged wine.
Yeah.
But does the keg affect the flavour?
No.
That's what I'm asking.
So the keg acts like a tiny little tank for us. So basically in the winery, we have our wine all ready to go and it's in a big tank and it's kept safe from oxygen. Because oxygen is bad for wine. Mm. You get oxygen in contact with wine and it spoils. So we do everything we do to protect
it. That's delicious.
That's so good.
That's right. Sorry, that's just five bars. That is so good.
Yeah, so that's,
and that's making me realise that I just haven't been drinking the right kegged wine.
It's all about, if a kegged wine is tasting not the best, it may be that the lines at the place where it's being served aren't flushed out clean enough.
Okay.
So you can just say, hey, ask the bartender, like, hey, is this how it's supposed to be? And they'll tell you pretty quickly. Like,
yeah.
Don't be, you're not a dick, just ask them. They'll say, yeah, you've got no taste. Or
I think that is also, I know personally I've had that sort of like mental struggle with like kegged wines where I'm like, you know, I know that if I buy a bottle of wine, then that has to go in the fridge and be drunk in a day, otherwise it turns into vinegar and rah-rah.
Yeah.
And so having that in my head, without fully understanding how kegs work.
Yes, I can do that real quick. Because when wine comes out of a keg, it's displaced by an inert gas. So it's like nitrogen goes in and wine comes out. And nitrogen is heavier than oxygen. So that fills up that headspace of the keg and means there's no oxygen in contact with the wine. So it's totally kept safe and clean and just fresh as a daisy. And it means that 26 bottles, capsules, labels don't get made and produced and carried around.
Yeah.
And there's no cardboard waste, and it's just...
No, I love that parallel you drew, like the it's the more sustainable way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's like the perfect way to drink fresh wines like this. Like this literally was on the vine, I don't know, 9 months ago.
That's
what?
Yeah, those were grapes. It was great. 6 months ago, those were just grapes. And now it's like a delicious fruity wine that we're drinking.
Grown up.
Oh, don't even get me started. They're all my little wine babies, and I'm so proud to see them out in the world.
And you should be, because they're delicious.
Yeah, that's very, very good.
Yeah.
I like them both.
Yeah, so at the moment, it's the 22, that first one you tried, that is available to purchase on our website and things. Wonderful. And this 25 is only available in keg at the moment. But yeah, keep your eyes peeled.
Great, so people can find you on the Decibel Wines website.
Yep, decibelwines.com, and then we're at Decibel Wines on all the social medias and everywhere.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Decibel spelt D-E-C-I-B-E-L. Only putting that out there because I realised I didn't know how to spell it earlier today.
I've always wondered if I pronounce it wrong. Decibel? Decibel.
Decibel.
I think it's Kiwi Decibel.
I think Decibel sounds more charming and delightful, as it should.
Anyway, there you go.
But yeah, thank you so much, Holly, and thank you for coming up.
No worries. See you next week.
I've learnt a lot, and now I'm going to drink about it.
Yay.
Responsibly. So,
responsible drinking.
Delicious wines, thank you so much. Also, making me want to put down a burger as well.
Do it.
That was Cocktail Corner. Thanks to Decibel Wines. Mwah!